Good to have you here. You're about to hear a trio featuring drums and alto sax and bass. You'll get to meet each of the players in just a moment. One thing they have in common, in addition to being part of the trio you're about to hear, is that they all are part of the jazz program at Center of Life in Hazelwood, which has been doing great work in many ways, including jazz, for a long time. So we'll listen to them, chat with them a bit, and then hear one more song from Center of Life. We now welcome Ellis and Mike and Skylar. There, you've got the great sounds of the trio. That was a tune called Changes. I'd like to meet everybody, and I'm going to ask if one of you could just grab, there's a mic right there, just grab it out of the stand, and you'll be able to share it. It's wireless, so you can just pull it out of there. Just give it a good yank. There you go. I was going to say, or somebody here will help you. The bass player gets the award. It's like drawing. It's the sword of Damocles or whatever. Skylar Thomas, tell me about yourself, please.
I'm Skylar Thomas, and I'm 14, and I go to Kappa, and I play bass.
Great. So you must be studying with Paul Thompson. How lucky.
Yes.
How great is that? You're studying.
It's really fun.
With one of the world's best bassists. I mean, if you haven't Googled Paul yet, he's very humble, but and he's playing flugelhorn now, I think, too, and other instruments. Where are you from? What community?
I'm from the north side.
And when did you start playing bass?
I started playing like a year and a half ago, actually.
That's not long at all. Now, you're in ninth at Kappa?
Yes, grade? I'm a freshman.
So did you do middle school at Kappa as well?
Yeah, whenever I was in middle school, I played cello. And then going into high school, I switched to bass.
What got you interested in switching?
I don't know. I just liked the sound more, and jazz was more fun to me.
Well, that's great.
And classical, so.
That's great. Well, it's nice to meet you. Any hellos you want to say to anybody or shout-outs?
I would like to say hello to my sister because she came today.
Excellent. What's her name?
Bria.
I didn't see her out there, but I'm glad she's there. Great. Well, thanks. It's nice to meet you, Skylar.
Nice to meet you, too.
And next to Skylar, we have Ellis. And Ellis, I'll let you define yourself.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, my name's Ellis Durham. I'm a junior at Gateway High School, and I play the alto saxophone.
Excellent. Gateway's musical's going on right now, I think. And is it The Music Man? I'm trying.
It's West Side Story.
West Side Story. Okay. I knew it was one of those classic, like, 60s musicals. I couldn't remember which. Music Man's a little older, I guess. How long have you played sax?
I've been playing saxophone since I was six.
Wow. And do you remember what attracted you to the instrument?
Honestly, I couldn't really tell you. Ever since I was young, like even like when I was like 4 or 5, I always had a fascination for the alto saxophone. So like whenever I finally got the chance to get one, I jumped right on it and never stopped playing ever since.
And you're great. I mean, it was fun to listen to you play. Is there anybody you would like to acknowledge? Any family members here today? Or
well, there's my mom who's trying her best to get me to stay awake.
Yeah, she says you're sleepy. She told me that, too.
Yeah.
That's why we wanted to, you know, first talk with Skylar, just to make sure you were awake.
I'm awake, don't worry.
Hey, who are you learning? Are you studying with anybody now?
No, I don't really have a private teacher at the moment. If anything, I'm just trying to better myself in any way I can. I mean, Mr. Mark helps me out a little bit during lessons and stuff, but...
Yeah, that's Mark Jokovic who's here. And I really think one of the great things about Center of Life is you learn how to improvise and play with other people, you know, which is, I'm not a musician, but I think is a big part of jazz, right? It's just being able to listen well to the people you're playing with and fit in. I've listened to probably 40 years worth of jazz in my life that I'm able to say that about. Well, let's meet the drummer, and then you've got another tune, The Drummer's in the Corner. We're going to go all the way and meet Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
You always get in the corner, drummers do. But tell me a bit about yourself.
My name is Michael Lepovzik, and I go to Kappa. I'm a sophomore. I'm 16 years old. Been playing the drums since I was 3, and I love it.
That's great. What is it like drumming? A lot of people, and I could have asked this question of Skylar too, a lot of people don't know what Kappa is like. This is the Creative and Performing Arts School, Pittsburgh Public School, both middle school and high school under the same roof right downtown. It's not all music and arts, though. You've got a pretty strong academic program. What classes are you taking right now?
I'm taking chemistry, math, reading, world history, all my major classes like theory, piano. There's like a lot of classes with Kappa. So
yeah.
A lot of responsibility.
And then are you also working on music every day while you're there?
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of gigs for the last month, I'd say. Like,
that's great.
Almost every day.
With other students at Kappa or with adults as well?
Yeah, there's both.
That's great. Do you want to acknowledge anybody? Or
I mean, I guess my grandma for taking me here and, you know, always getting my drums and stuff because that's not easy.
No.
All that.
You've got the hardest packing job.
I know.
And what community do you live in?
I live in the West End.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet all three of you, and it's a great thing. We have somebody from the West End, somebody from Monroeville, somebody from the North Side, all working together in harmony out in the near Mon Valley in Hazelwood's case. I'll come and grab that microphone from you, or one of my staff will, and we'll put Skylar's mom or Ellis's mom to work. Here, I'll just grab that. It'll make it easier for you. Thank you, ma'am. And you've got one more tune to go here. I think this one is called The Chicken. Let's let it rip once again. You haven't named the trio, have you? Center of Life Jazz Trio. That's what I thought. Once again, and I'll say hi to Pastor Tim along with a congratulations for the great work he does at Center of Life. Once again, Center of Life Trio. The song is called The Chicken. What a great job. We give great thanks and congratulations to the jazz trio from Center of Life. Hope you all continue to do great things and that we'll see you back. You got at least a couple years left in Pittsburgh before heading off to wherever you're heading off to. Thanks to them. And Mark, our congratulations to you too for continued best activities. I'm curious, if folks want to get involved with Center of Life to take lessons or just to learn more about programs, what's the best way to do it?
Well, you can check out our Facebook page as well. We have a big video that we just put up advertising our summer program. And so if you're interested in checking out what Center of Life is all about, our six-week summer program is the best thing to do. All the students that were playing today, they'll be in our summer program. I think they're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, they're pretty good, too.
Oh, they're excellent. And we're going to make them even better before they go off and do whatever they want to do at the college level.
Thanks. Well, again, congratulations. It's a real treat to have you here, and I hope we'll have you back, too. It's now 4 minutes before the top of the hour here at the Saturday Light Brigade.